Andrew Schneider on KRLS here with Josh Warner after he just signed to go to Dort University, join his older brother Lucas to play some football and many other Pella and Pella Christian athletes. First of all, congratulations. What does it mean to be heading up to Northwest Iowa to keep playing football?
To me, it is just a great honor to go play some more football, especially at a great university where their program is just building and building, and it's just becoming a greater atmosphere there. And it just means a lot to me because I get to go serve Christ while playing the sport I love, with my brother especially. That's a great honor to do. And I just can't wait to go play for great coaches up at Dort, and it's just going to be a great time, and I'm going to love it. I know it, because the coaches make it pretty evident that it's going to be an awesome time. So.
Well, and you do have the inside track, not only having an older brother who's played in the program, but so many guys here from this high school that have made that jump. I imagine that had some influence on your decision.
Oh, yeah, definitely. I'm sure most of you know Noah Clayburgh, who's there, and a couple of people across the street from PC there, Levi Jungling especially, who I'm going to be watching a lot because of the position I'm playing. I'm going to be playing similar position to him. So if I can learn a lot from him, that's going to be a great challenge for me. But I think I can become similar to him. He's a little bit faster than me, but it's going to be a great influence on me. And I think I have a great ability to just learn from the best there.
Well, and you mentioned Noah. It's kind of a weird full circle thing where your brother graduated with him, and then obviously now you get to play with him just because of how his career has panned out. I imagine you're excited for that opportunity.
Oh, yeah, I'm grateful for that opportunity. I've lifted with him over this COVID summer. He taught me a lot, and he's a great guy. He knows a lot about football, and he has a passion for it, and he just loves to play. And he'll teach those young kids on what it takes to come and play. It's not just a game. It's takes heart to go in and play this game with other people, and it shows a lot of heart that he has, especially, and he just wants to share his love with everyone else throughout the game. So it's just a great time to go play with him.
Well, and you know, you and your brothers, most of them have played for Coach McKinstry and the staff. How instrumental have they been in your development as a football player, especially with the level of coaching that they have and how they prepare you, probably not just for the high school game, but for the early steps of college as well?
Yeah. They've done a great job. Coach McKinstry, unbelievable coach. He doesn't just teach how to play football. He teaches life lessons on throughout your entire life. He knows that college is rough, but he knows that there's much more beyond that. And he'll teach it in the young age, because if you're not prepared, things can go brutally wrong. So he knows what it's going to take in the end. So he shows it throughout his coaching career. And Coach Forsyth, he's been just with us since day one. He's been our basketball coach and since seventh grade, me and Grant Nelson and Ryan Mace and stuff, and he's been our coach all the way through. Every single year he's been there for us, and he showed us so much love and time, and the time he puts in away from his family. He's got two kids now, and he still comes in every single day just to be with us, and he'll come in on the weekends to open stuff and give us footballs and stuff. So he's put in so much time for us just to help us become who we are in life and in the sport. So they put in a lot of time to make us who we are today.
Well, your basketball season isn't quite over yet either. You guys are making a big push at a conference championship and maybe more importantly, hoping to make a run at state. Your thoughts about where this team is at and where you need to get to have a chance to be holding that big trophy at the end of end of that second week of March?
Yeah, I think we're in a great spot right now. We took a little dip down at the beginning of break, and we started off really, really strong, and we know that, and we know we can be that team again. We're building back up, and every basketball team, we always know it's a game of runs, and if you can stop the runs and have runs, you can win you can beat any team at any time. But I think our team has a lot of team togetherness and heart to come together and win at certain times. No matter how good or how bad the team is playing, we will find a way to win the game at the end. So I think we have a great chance to make a big run in the state tournament and hopefully be holding that trophy at the end. And I'm pretty sure we got the guys to do it.
Well, and you become the master of the charges of late too. And you know, we kind of joke about it a little bit on the air, but that's an important piece. Everybody, it seems like, on this team, 1 through 8 in your rotation, is trying to do those little things to win the games. And you've kind of mastered this art. It's a painful art, but one nonetheless.
Yes, it's fun. It's hard to do. You got to make sure you're in the right spot fortunately, refs have been calling it this year. It's not a very often called foul for people, but this year they've shown to be calling it. You just got to get into the right position. It can be dangerous because you can lose your guy if you don't get it. Your team's got to scramble, but I've got faith in my guys that, hey, if I take this charge and they don't call anything, that we'll get the rebound or we'll scramble off to the shooters. So I just know that.
We'll wait for that, sorry. It's not going to sound good. We almost got it in, too. Yeah. We can edit, obviously, so not too. All right.
But, yeah, I just know that my guys will get to the defensive floor, and we'll, if they don't call anything, they'll be ready to fill in for my guy, and we'll scramble. And I know that our team will come together on defense, lock down, and get the rebound and push it on offense because that's what we love to do.
Josh Warner, congratulations on a great basketball season ongoing and going to Dort for football. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you.